When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, injuries first. Marcus has got an Achilles, doesn't look good. Mike White has a forearm, couldn't grip the ball. I think his feeling came back later in the game, obviously in the fourth quarter. By then it was too late, so he'll be evaluated. And Croft is dealing with a chest injury.
Coach, can you talk about the performance of the defense tonight?
You know, obviously it wasn't good enough, you know, especially when a team runs the ball the way they did. We knew that running, they were going to try to get their run game started, especially with the way they'd been talking all week. Trying to get 28 going again. They've got an unbelievable offensive line, and obviously we weren't up for the task. So,
Robert, you guys, this is the second time in 3 weeks where you've allowed 500 yards on defense. The Colts had, you know, 42 points with a lot of time left before they kind of took the foot off the gas a little bit. What's wrong with the defense?
Well, first off, they're throwing in the fourth quarter, still had all their starters in, so they were trying to score. So they didn't take their foot off the gas. But as far as the defense, we're going to get looked at. We got the whole weekend to evaluate and try to figure this out. The run game is what's gotten us two out of these 3 weeks. Felt really good about the way we defended the run last week, but when you can't defend a run, good luck, obviously. So.
Robert, did you guys, you and Jeff, at all try to adjust anything at halftime? Just moving
around a little bit? Yeah, we just from a front standpoint, we tried to be a little bit more aggressive in the run game, and you know, they hit that 80-yarder that went out the gate. So, you know, I thought we settled down a little bit from there and got going, but still, obviously, it's not good enough.
Robert, when you look at it in the first half, and I think the stat was that averaging 6 yards before first contact. What does that tell you? I know you have to watch the level. What does that tell you about what you guys are doing on defense?
No, it tells me they're creating space. Obviously, it's you know, it's when it comes to the run game, it's man versus man, and obviously we'll get a chance to go look at it and dissect it even better. But obviously, with the way we play, there shouldn't be that much space. And so it's either they were moving people or we just weren't as I don't want to say disciplined, but we weren't as gap sound as we needed to be. So we'll get a good look at it and figure it out over the weekend.
How particularly disarming is this because your defensive line is really one of your strengths here? I mean, when this happens on a night like this, you know, how alarming is that?
It's 2 out of 3 weeks, and obviously we got to be better. Because it starts up front, starts with the run game, and then from there we got to find ways to win on third down and get off. And we'll figure it out. We got to figure it out.
When Carson did drop back from up top, I mean, it looked like guys were open, like really, really open. I mean, what was kind of happening in the secondary? Guys were
You know, we obviously with zone defense, Carson was doing a good job early in the game getting rid of the football. He was finding soft spots in the zone. On third down and man coverage, just running the rub routes and getting us off our spots. And they did a good job getting to open people. And then from there, as the game progressed, you started seeing a lot more deep crossers, runaway routes. And then from there, that's where you got to get home. Bought some time with his legs, scrambled, got some off-schedule stuff. But again, it's, you know, they were a lot faster and a lot better than we were today on defense.
When did Mike get hurt? You know?
It was the touchdown throw, yeah.
And you said you got some, you know, back late in the game. Was there any chance that you could?
No, by then it was, I think it was like really towards the middle of late fourth quarter. I think it was. At least that's what I was told. But it would have been too late to get him back in.
Does that give you hope that maybe it's not a long-term?
Yeah. We feel good about him getting healthy over the weekend and being ready for next week.
The there was some video of Zach warming up before the game. It looked like he was moving pretty well, at least throwing. Where is he? I mean, is he progressing a little bit quicker?
No, he's progressing exactly like we thought. So there's hope that we can, like I said, it's the same thing, at the very least practice next week. And we'll see how he progresses over the weekend to see if it's an option to get him on the field.
If he's ready, he'll start, Zach?
We'll see. We'll see day to day.
Well, now, how do you feel like Josh played, and what went into the decision to have him back up over Joe?
So, short week. So, Joe obviously just got here Friday, so he hadn't even been here a week yet. Josh thought he did an awesome job coming in, ran the offense exactly the way it's supposed to be run, hitting guys up, hitting the open receiver, and just moving the chains. You can say they pulled off it. I promise you, they didn't pull off the gas. They had their starters in all the way to the very last whistle. They were playing their normal coverages. They were playing their normal stuff. I felt our offense was doing a really nice job. And they were blitzing. They were playing man. They were going after it. I promise you, a D coordinator doesn't want to give up all those yards. So I thought our offense was fantastic. We just got to be able to match their intensity from the defensive side of the ball.
You mentioned that Josh did a really nice job running the offense and doing what you guys want from the offense. This is now Mike did it last week, Josh did it this week. Is this just kind of reaffirming, or will this reaffirm to Zach what he needs to do? It's his chance to have success in the offense.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the beauty of being able to sit back and watch and learn and see the offense from being run through the lens of another quarterback. Now he's got two quarterbacks who have been very efficient in the way they've run this offense. And so for him, you know, just to understand, you know, we talk about boring. It's not necessarily boring to take what the defense has given you. I thought, again, Mike stepped in last week, did a great job. Thought he was had a heck of a second drive to get us a touchdown, to get us a 7-7. Josh came in, we were moving the ball very well. Obviously, we had the turnover that stunted that second drive to try to keep up with these guys. And then they lapped us. You know, they scored at the end of the half and then got the ball to start the second half, and blew the doors open.
It gets lost, and obviously the end result, but Elijah seemed like he had a pretty good game. He obviously scored the first two touchdowns.
Yeah, Elijah's had back-to-back good games. The offense in general, all of them, they're playing at a high level. The O-line's been doing a really nice job protecting. Obviously, that defensive line is not easy to block, and I thought our offensive line did a fantastic job, especially in protection. The receivers are running routes. They're at a high level. They're efficient. They're running off the ball. They're getting in and out of their breaks, and the quarterbacks are doing a great job getting in the football.
Causing out.
Robert, you looked visibly upset when you went out to check on Marcus. Do you think he's done for the season, and what kind of blow to your defense?
It's huge. Marcus is, you know, you look at that secondary. He's the vet. You know, he's. You've got a lot of second-year rookie players and second-year and first-year players in that back end. And Marcus was kind of that settling force back there, and obviously a heck of a football player. But again, I'm more concerned for Marcus than I am what we'll do defensively to try to fill that void. But because he's a fantastic young man, he's done everything we've asked him to do, and for him, I'm sick for him. So.
You've had a couple of guys tear
their things. It's not looking good.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.